Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Bruce, how are ya?
Good morning, guys. What? Oh, I feel a tug here right in my left leg.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Now, it's sympathy pains.
It's pain that's reaching all the way down the street to Clark and Addison.
Well, how bad is yours? But more importantly, how bad do you think Shota's is, and right. What do they do as a result?
We don't know, but you know, regardless, you know, they're going to do the imaging today to see where this is at. But regardless of the outcome, this is, you know, more than likely an IL stint, and an IL stint for any type of leg injury like this, especially because the last time out he had the cramping in the front of both legs, you know, so. With that in mind, you know you're going to miss him for at least a couple of weeks. And any hamstring issue, you know, no matter what grade it is anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks at the best. So you're going to be searching around, and I know what your next question is.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Well, tell us. Is it a Kate Horton question that you're anticipating? Yeah.
And his readiness seems to be there. I mean, he's down there at Triple-A. He's dominating. He's throwing enough innings. He's not walking people. Yesterday after the game, you know, certainly Craig Counsell was short with his answers, not pleased, as you can imagine, after losing Imanaga. The first question that came up was, is Cade Horton next? And he said, too soon. Too soon to be talking about anything like that. We need to get the imaging done for Shota, and we'll go from there. But, you know, you could tell by his expression that's certainly going to be a consideration here between him, Flexen, and Wicks. You know, what is your best choice at this point in time? And it might be the dominant young pitcher.
So, Bruce, Mullen and I have been having a good back and forth this morning, and my point would be just this is the right time to call on a guy who has started the season very strong at Iowa. It doesn't mean necessarily that you have to keep him up all season long, but what are the pros and cons? Because I think you can make a strong defensible argument on both sides of that equation.
So the rehab from the subscapularis injury to the shoulder area is different, and the coming back and handling of him has been different, okay? Not only is it a serious injury that you have to watch and be careful about rehabbing, but he's also the same thing to them as he is to you and I and all the fans, and that is he's their top pitcher in their organization. So with that in mind and knowing injuries have been a part of the last couple of years, you have to be super careful about bringing him back. And then there's no perfect way of deciding how many innings, how long he should go each time, how long he should be involved in the season after only 34 innings last year. So I think you kind of look at it like the Chicago White Sox might have looked at Crochet last year. He had no innings the year before, you know, like maybe 15 innings in the minor leagues. And he goes out there and he throws 140, and you come up with a plan. That plan this early in the season should be 5 or 6 innings every time out. It was 6 last time out. Not a lot of walks, hardly any now. It might be that time.
Yeah, I mean, I am of the mind that they ought to go with the guy that was dominating at AAA, too, and that is Chris Flexen, who was pitching very well. They've apparently changed one of his pitches. I was reading that they got him to stop using the slider that wasn't working 15% of the time. And, you know, he looks like a guy, again, if you're talking about being able to do something in a kind of abbreviated time frame, I think that, you know, barring, then maybe you can get to Kate Horton a little bit later. I just feel like until we find out how
it's
long
not exciting,
Schoeder's
but it's
out.
A good argument,
no,
right?
But you could be able to save a few starts and see how you do.
I would say that, you know, that is the discussion going on in the front office with the Cubs right now. You know, Flexen is stretched out. He threw a couple innings the other day, but before that he was throwing 5-6 innings at Iowa. So, you know, is that the way you want to go? Or here's a way to look at Horton. He's only going to have a certain amount of innings to be able to throw this year, right? By the way they handle young pitchers coming back from injury. Why not let them be dominant innings at Clark and Addison around the road? Why not? You know, and I think maybe they're at that point because of the fact, not that everybody wants him here, but because of the fact that he can be a better form of starting pitcher and dominate some lineups by coming up here and throwing. It doesn't mean he has to stay with the team all year. It doesn't mean he has to pitch 175 innings. But your need is now. He's pitching well now.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
He might put a DAW on it, right?
But don't you, like, if you're committing to making a trade for a pitcher closer to the trade deadline, then I would say, yeah, do what you can, do what you have to do right now, because you might want to replace the guy when you get to the trade deadline. And we know that they can't get that done right now. But
don't you buy yourself some time if you do that? Because if you bring him up and he's good,
right? Then but you also could be careful with him and then bring him up closer to the end of the season than the beginning.
Bruce, what I wonder too is, does this different sense of urgency that we all have sensed in the Cubs' approach to 2025 factor into their decision making?
No, it can't.
Okay,
you can't allow it to. You just can't allow it to, because as much as you and I and Mike want to, David, you can't allow that to be the part. If he's healthy enough to pitch at Iowa, then he's healthy enough to pitch in Pittsburgh or Cincinnati or Chicago, right?
Right.
So it's not a question of his health at this point. It's a question of, is he ready to pitch at this level? And is he a better choice for you, being the organization that's lost now their number one and two starters, right? You have one that's lost for the season. You're going to have another that's lost for a short period of time. We don't know how long, but it's going to be a period of time. So with that in mind, do you need a dominant arm to come up and pitch as opposed to a good veteran who might give you 5 or 6 different innings? So it's really not an easy thing to answer, but the reality is that he's going to continue to pitch. It might as well be here with the Cubs.
Last thing on this, Molly made a good point, and others on the text line have agreed with this concern, and it's always a concern when you're dealing with a prospect who's young and doesn't have any major league experience. What level of concern would there be for his psyche, his confidence, and it might be damaged if he doesn't succeed in the majors like he has in the minors?
I don't think it'll impact him at all. I know you guys have talked to him. I've talked to him numerous times on our Saturday Inside the Clubhouse show and other points when he was on Zooms. And he's a terrifically confident young man. Also, I think he's not the excitable type, but certainly believes in his stuff. this has been a dominant pitcher all the way through, you know, when he was, until he was drafted and came to the big leagues or to the Cubs. So with that in mind, I don't think, you know, everybody goes back to the minor leagues these days, don't they? I mean, how many guys come up and just make it right away? Even the star players and other teams that you look at, you know, other players like Holiday and people like that with Baltimore, they have to go back to the minor leagues because they're not necessarily ready for the competition. With a pitcher, it might be a simpler process.
Hey, Bruce, I know you guys had Pat Murphy on the show Saturday. He spoke after the game yesterday, and I thought this was fall down hilarious stuff. Just want to get your take on this cut. Listen to this.
Their young guys are at the peak of their game. You know, it's the blue-haired kid is you know, kind of a freak right now, the way he's playing. The new kid with the huge feet, that kid is what a hitter. You know what I mean? What a hitter. I just notice him when he's digging in the box, and I'm like, oh, this is bad. You know, but he's what a hitter. What a hitter. They could put the kid with blue hair on the mound. He can do anything else right now. Superhuman. Does he still have blue hair?
I don't think so. They showed him with his blonde hair now, I think.
Oh, I like that kid, man. He's a good player.
Murph seems to have a problem with names, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
or pretending to. Exactly.
The blue-haired kid and the kid with the big feet.
The big feet.
That has to be the right fielder, right?
Yes, Kyle Tucker. Bigfoot and blue hair.
Before we go, that's another concern right now. Not much of one, but he did get injured in the ninth inning yesterday.
Yeah.
He came down hard on his thigh. We talked to him after the game. He said, hey, with a little prodding, he said, yeah, we did a little treatment just now, but I'll be in the lineup tomorrow. So, good enough.
He better be.
I mean, yeah. I mean, again, this is only May 5th, right?
Yeah.
And the Cubs have already lost their two top pitchers, one for the year, one for we don't know how long. So, again, the ability of the front office to be creative, smart, go out there and get other people and then be able to look at guys like Horton and bring them up. It's essential to them continuing to be a good team right now.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I know you hustled up to Milwaukee. That was the right place to be, Bruce, for the Cubs and Brewers series. But meanwhile, on the South side, the Sox are dealing with a situation. We're wondering, the public is wondering, where's my Elko, where's Tim Elko in this lineup? And over the weekend, a former White Sox minor leaguer tweeted out some real disparaging things about Andrew Vaughn's work ethic. I just wondered, did that register with the White Sox to your knowledge? Is it something that you think is worth looking into when you have a former teammate or a former member of the organization recalling episodes where Andrew Vaughn wasn't the most diligent offseason worker?
Who was it that said it?
Tyler Osik, O-S-I-K. Okay. He was drafted in 2019. He was out of the baseball in 2023.
Okay. All right. Well, even if the work ethic wasn't off the chart at that time, this is 2025. I know the Andrew Vaughn works hard, and they're working hard with him on his hitting. A lot of it concentrating on hitting the ball up the middle and hitting it hard. And hopefully some of that slug is going to come back as well. But I've never heard that before. You know, not saying it's right or wrong, just saying
right. It's
at least 2 or 3 years old.
And
even
everyone's,
if it was factual, people grow in the job.
And you jump on people when things are going wrong. So it doesn't shock me. But I also wonder why Tim Elko isn't up here. Is it because that's such a hitter's park and they wonder if some of those numbers are repeatable? Because I thought that the cell was kind of a bandbox too. And right. What's your take on why he's not up here?
I mean, I think when he does come up, you're going to want to play him.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, does Vaughn sit? Are they at the point yet where Vaughn is considered not going to be functional, ready to sit, can't send everybody to Arizona for rehab, right? So with this situation, I think you let Vaughn play. And again, has he been a horrible player for the White Sox the last couple of years? No, he hasn't. Has he been as good as they think he should be? Or does he think he's as good as he should be? Absolutely not. So those are the things that you weigh when you consider a kid at the minor leagues. That's a one-tool player, big power. I'm not saying he wouldn't help the lineup. I'm just saying, it's a decision where Vaughn is doing something else most likely if you're bringing Elko up.
So, Bruce, according to the great Chris Withers, a producer, what Luis Robert Jr. is doing is historic with 3 home runs and 8 stolen bases in his last 8 games. The only other major leaguers that have done that, Mike Trout, Carl Crawford, Ricky Henderson, Don Baylor, and Ty Cobb. So he's on quite a tear. He's stealing more bases. He has been thrown out 5 times, but he leads the majors with 15 steals. We've been talking to people like John Heyman about this as well. We saw the report over the week, and we discussed it a little bit inside the clubhouse. Do you think the White Sox are going to have dealt Luis Robert Jr. by Memorial Day?
I don't know if it'll be that soon, but I can tell you that teams like the Cincinnati Reds continue to have internal discussions on Luis Robert. There's no doubt he could help a lot of teams if they feel this is the version that they're trading for. Again, the economics, $15 million this year, a $5 million buyout if you don't pick up the two $20 million options. For a player of this quality and that with that kind of money, it's chump change, really, in a big market. In a small market like Cincinnati, it's a huge concern because that kind of money really is difficult for them. So I would say, to answer your question, no, not by Memorial Day. But certainly, if he continues to play like that, he's going to be traded. And you're going to have to get something good back. You know, there's so much thought about, we have to trade him because he's not the version of Luis Robert that we thought he would be. But from my perspective, you have 3 more years of contract control at a cheap rate. I don't know why you'd trade one of the best players in baseball when you're trying to get better and you're trying to have somebody help your other players get better and win baseball games. That's just me, okay? No one else agrees with that right now.
Well, I mean, I'll ask you this question. How much would you get for Ty Cobb back in the day? how much would you get for Mike Trout a couple years ago? I hate the idea of trying to get the trade in before he pulls a hamstring, because that's what right, that would right. be to me.
And you hit on the right subject. People just don't trust him physically. Even if they see him on the field and dominating again, they don't trust it for the long run. But it's really not the long run. You have an option to get out of the contract this year, okay? So you're not locked into him for 2026 and 27. You might be thrilled to be locked into him for $20 million a year in 26 and 27 if this version is the one like we saw in 2023.
Bruce, we got to let you go, but did you know that John Heyman told us that PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, prefers to be called Pete?
Oh, I just call him Buddy, and what's going on, man?
Hey, you.
That's it. I don't do PCA. I don't do Pete. All I know is he's, you know, if you listen to any of the sound bites over the weekend from him after the game on Saturday, this is a guy that's not only maturing on the field but off. And he's up there with the most exciting players in baseball. I don't think there's any question about it.
No doubt about it.
We like to call him PHCA, so it sounds like we're checking the swimming pool water level or something.
Guys, have a great day.
Great stuff, Bruce. We'll see you.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.